A trailblazing transgender Orthodox Jewish professor spoke at Williams College Tuesday night. Professor Joy Layden finds herself at the intersection of two identities.
Both trans and Jewish identity are constantly multiplying and taking new forms.
Layden is the author of 10 books, 9 books of poetry, a mother of 3, and has been the David and Ruth Gottesman Chair in English at Stern College of Yeshiva University since 2003. After receiving tenure in 2007, Layden came out as transgender to the college, which, unable to fire her, briefly barred her from campus. A chorus of support from students and a letter from Layden's lawyers led to her return in 2008. She is thought to be the first and only publicly transgender person employed by an Orthodox Jewish institution.
Both in the LGBTQ world and in the traditional religious world, there's a sense that trans identities, like other LGBTQ identities, are kind of inherently secular because they've become visible and validated and represented first in secular cultures and have been much less visible in traditional religious culture.
Layden explores how the trans and Jewish identities interact with each other.
Are we just a problem that has to be dealt with, or do our voices and perspectives enrich religious tradition? Or do we just kind of come from outside it and make things a little harder than they should be?
Rabbi Seth Wax is the Jewish chaplain of Williams College.
She is professor of English and is really a cutting-edge figure in Jewish life and writing, particularly speaking from a trans perspective, and is a really important voice in LGBTQ inclusion in Jewish community.
Wax invited Layden to speak at Williams.
She spoke about the concept of the hyper-minority and how trans folks, like other people who are minorities, can feel a sense of being multiple levels of minority depending on the community that you live in. And she saw God feels a similar thing in the descriptions of God in the Hebrew Bible, that God wants to be in relationship with the Jewish people, with people in the world in general, but there's a lot of difficulties around that. And the people don't necessarily understand God, don't know how to relate to God, and continually turn away from or disappoint God. And that feeling of aloneness that she saw, or she read God feeling in the Bible, was something that she felt herself.
Molly Barenbaum is a Williams freshman from Denver who attended the talk.
As someone who's Jewish, I think it was really fascinating and very important to hear from someone in this, you know, position within our community and who's working to expand, and not just tolerance, but acceptance and sort of open arms welcoming of LGBT people and other people who don't fit the mold in whatever way within the Jewish community. I think that's really important.
There's a wonderful organization called Keshet, based in Boston, New York, Colorado, and San Francisco, that advocates for the full inclusion of LGBTQ individuals in the Jewish community.
Rabbi Wax.
We have so much to learn from people who identify as LGBTQ. There's so much richness that's yet to be unpacked in the Jewish tradition and our religious lives that losing people who identify in this way would be a real loss for the Jewish community and for our collective understanding of God, of each other, and of who we are.
Again, Professor Layden.
The fact that we can't, no matter how hard we try, do anything but be who we are, that is kind of a religious experience in and of itself. You know, when you come up against the parts of yourself that no matter how convenient or good it would be, you just can't change. That's really you. That's the way you're made. And if you're a religious person, in the way that you were made, you see the hand of God.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.